then it was pest control, but under those situations, under that situation, I'm very much in favor of it.
I guess so.
And we enlisted the help of some big laundries all over the state, which were having the same problem. And so after a series of meetings, we got up enough money to pass a bill of university. I said, no, you know, this bill we passed was under the health administration, through the health department. Some of these people that were cleaning suits that started out there were just knew nothing about the business, and the health condition in France was terrible. So I put it to a prominent attorney in Tampa, wrote this bill for stabilizing our prices, specifying the type of equipment we used and the product we produced, and the inspection of it, and they couldn't possibly clean it through the 50% under those circumstances. We were already doing that all the first class plants were meeting the requirements. So after lobbying it through Tallahassee and spending a lot of money just before the war broke out, we passed the bill and signed by the government. Went into effect and prices were stabilized. It was set at 75 cents, which was a gradual step up. It should have been $1.40 even at that time. But we walked in on and it froze our prices at 75 cents and froze our labor at what we were paying it. And we had a hectic few 4 years trying to handle all the business at that price. And the only reason we could make any money at it was on account of the volume we were doing. At 75 cents a suit and 40 cents for a pair of pants, we finally, we just got worn out of it, most of us have. I worked at it day and night, ran two shifts in the plant in order to do all the work for the government. Big military installation at Avon Park then, there. Corps had a field down there training B-17 pilots. So we had to do that work for them. They rolled up there, your place with a big 2-ton truck full of coal and said, we want this next week. And you had to stop your civilian work and get it done, or else forfeit the right to buy cleaning solvent and repairs for your machinery and everything else. During that rest of the war, trying to do my civic duties and other duties and whatnot, I was worn out. At that time, I was chairman of the Gasoline Rationing Board, member of the City Commission, American Legion, and the Honors Club. Had offices in all those organizations, in addition to having to work two shifts a day at the plant where I could make it. I became worn out. My health got bad. And my wife got sick. She had terminal cancer. I was very much upset. Meanwhile, I cashed in all my assets and sold my place of business and the building. I just bought a building and paid for it and put it all paper and sold that and sold Orange Grove, I bought an Orange Grove this time, 20 acre grove. I wanted to take up a John Hopkins to some of the cancer patients, specializing in cancer treatment. But she wouldn't go if we had two small boys. She wanted